Hello and welcome. It's Tiffany, the Miracles Coach, your go-to girl for all things miracles. Thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you so much for joining me every week. This is my third podcast, and as always, I'm super excited to give you guys everything that I have and to share with you what I know about the law of attraction, how it's, you know, changed my life and how I know it can change yours too. So I won't take a lot of time. I'll go ahead and get started. So last week we talked about asking, how to ask for miracles. And like I said last week, the law of attraction basically is simple. It's three steps: asking, believing, receiving. And last week we talked about asking, and I mentioned that I really feel like asking is sort of the easy part, and it really is. A lot of times, as long as you have that clarity and knowing what you want, you can pretty much attract whatever it is that you want, even if you don't put a lot of thought into it. I've attracted things that I didn't even really necessarily ask for. I've literally thought something and said, oh, wow, it'd be nice to do this or have that, or, you know, speak to this person or whatever. And it happens in my life. And I just find that, you know, having that clarity of intention really helps. But sometimes you can literally manifest things, because it's really about the attachment. And the attachment is more so a receiving thing. So I won't get into attachment today. But what I will say is that your belief is a big part of this whole thing. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Believing, the belief aspect of your manifestation journey. And so, like I said, asking is pretty simple. People get hung up in the believing aspect. I think that's where we get most hung up. And then some people have the belief aspect down and they get caught up in the receiving part. So today I want to talk about how you get caught up in the believing part and how to avoid that, and how to make sure that you are making room for your miracles and for your desires to become reality. Okay, so let's talk about, okay, let's think about it like this. Let's say we went to a restaurant and, okay, you ask, you know, for what you want, you place your order, which is exactly what you're doing, you know, with God and the universe when you decide that you want something. When you ask, quote unquote, you are placing an order. So think about yourself at a restaurant. You get the menu, the waitress or waiter comes over, you place your order. And when they leave and they go get your food, typically what we do, especially if we're dining with someone else, which most of us usually are, you know, we have a conversation, we, you know, enjoy our drinks, you know, we enjoy the time that we're spending with the person that we're with, or, you know, we may check our phone if we're alone or whatever. We're not the least bit concerned about, oh my God, is this waiter or waitress going to bring my food? Are they going to get my order right? Am I worthy of receiving my food? Like, none of these thoughts cross our mind, right? We have no resistance, no limiting beliefs, nothing causing us to assume anything other than the food will come, and more than likely it will come correctly. We're not thinking about all of the things that could transpire behind the scenes. All we're worried about is enjoying ourselves and enjoying our food when it comes, right? We're not thinking about anything else. And that's how you have to be with the law of attraction and in your believing space. You cannot be concerned about what's going on behind the scenes. Or if now let's be clear, or let's be honest. If you were sitting at a restaurant and it took them, you know, 2 hours to bring your food, of course you're going to start to be like, wait a minute, you know, what's going on? But what we don't realize is that a lot of times with the manifestation process, we are causing the delays because we are sending up some sort of signal that says something other than what we ask for, or that is contrary to what we're asking for. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about limiting beliefs, first of all right? Limiting beliefs literally cancel your order, if that makes sense. So, like, let's say, for example, you say, I want a husband, okay? So, you know, for the sake of this, I'm a, you know, woman, and also I coach women, so most of my audience is women. And so let's speak about husbands. If I say, okay, I really want to be married, I really want a husband, but I have these limiting beliefs around this. Okay, wait a minute. I don't really want somebody around all the time. I don't really want to have to share my space with anyone. I don't want to have to share my money with anyone. I don't really want to have to, you know, not go out when I want to go out because I need to compromise in my relationship or respect my partner or whatever. You know, there are a lot of times limiting beliefs that come up. You could have seen something that you didn't like in your parents' marriage or in another marriage that you've been privy to seeing some things that maybe you didn't like. And you may bring those things into your own thoughts and into your own feelings about marriage and what you want in a mate. So if you're seeing things that are negative, or if you're feeling negative about it in any way, you could possibly cancel that order. So while you're saying on the surface, I really want a partner, I really want a husband or a mate, you're really sending signals to the universe that says, I don't really want that. And what happens is when you have those little limiting beliefs that are there, and a lot of times they're underlying and they're so sneaky, you don't even know that they're there, they start speaking louder than the actual desire. And 9 times out of 10, that's why you're not getting what you want. So it's so important to know if there are any limiting beliefs. And if they are, or if there are, you need to get rid of them. You need to dig them up. You need to pluck them up, and you need to throw them away. However, on the flip side of that, sometimes you don't have limiting beliefs, but when you don't start to see things manifesting because they're taking longer than you'd like for them to, you start making up things. And then you start assuming that this is something that's wrong, or, you know, there's a problem here, or, you know, whatever. And then you may start to push whatever it is that you're asking for away because you're looking for a problem, or you're wondering, why isn't this working? Why isn't this coming? Why? And then you start creating, this isn't working, this isn't coming. And you just start a vicious cycle that you don't want to get into. So the best thing to do is to keep those thoughts positive. Know that whatever it is that you've asked for, you've placed your order. And every time you think about what you've asked for from God or from the universe, I want you to think about it as if you went to a restaurant to place an order. You're not going to assume that they're not going to bring your food. You know that your food is coming, and you're not worried. Like, it may take longer, but you're not like, oh, when my food comes, it's going to be cold, or, oh, it's not going to be this good this time as it was last time. Like, you're not thinking about that. And that's the same way you have to think about with your desires. I know my food is coming, and I know it's going to taste so amazing when I get it because it was so good the last time. Like, you know, that's the kind of thoughts. You may not necessarily be thinking that, you know, when you're sitting in a restaurant, but technically that's the signal. That is the vibration that you're emitting because you're saying, I'm waiting for my food and I know it's going to be fantastic. Whereas when we're working on our beliefs, we have contrary beliefs, and that's part of the problem. Okay. So the next thing, understanding your power. All right. Understanding your power is so important in manifesting, because understanding your power begins with knowing who you are, and who you believe that you are will determine what you think you deserve and are capable of achieving. So if you were created by God, you are a child of God. Not only that, but you and I are an extension of God. So people often think about God as being something outside of them, and that we have to kind of like summon, or, you know, ask for. And we do kind of have to ask for God's support, and we do have to ask for support from the universe and all of that. But it's all inside of you. The power is inside of you. We are creators because we were created in the likeness and image of God. So because God is a creator, God literally spoke the world into existence, we can do the same exact thing. God said, let there be light, and it was so. You say, let there be money in my bank account, and it is so. It's just that simple. Because you were created in the likeness and image of God, you have the same power. And like I said, when you are connecting and cultivating that relationship, you're creating that synergy, and you are able to do things that you would not normally be able to do if you were not connected. So it's so important to remember, you are a child of God. You are one with the divine. So everything that God is capable of, he has given you the power to be capable of as well. And that's so important to remember. You are enough. You are more than enough, because he is more than enough. In all of your imperfection, all of your everything, you are worthy of receiving everything that your heart desires. And you will receive it if you keep that belief. Okay? So most people know that their words are powerful, right? But a lot of times we don't recognize how powerful our beliefs are and our thoughts and all of that. So it's more than just your words. It's about your beliefs as well, about your thoughts as well. Are you thinking the right things? Are you staying positive? Are you remembering that anything is possible? That's what's so important, okay? Most people know this, but they don't really consider the fact that words come from their thoughts, and then your thoughts and your, you know, all of that create your beliefs, create your actions, and so on. You have the freedom and the power to choose what you want. If you're not aware of that, you're going to continue to be a victim of circumstance, and things are just going to start happening, and you're not going to be have any control. You're not going to be in control of what's going on. All right. You don't have to accept anything that life throws at you. You have the power to choose. God has given you the power to choose. You can simply shift your perception and drastically change your reality. Each time you choose love over fear and you say, I'm going to choose this positive over this negative, you shift your perception and thus shift your circumstances and you create miracles. All right. You are the creator of your world. You cannot forget that. You hold all of the power. And so as long as you keep that belief, you will continue to create what you want. All right. Now, one of my favorite ways of staying positive and keeping my thoughts positive and keeping my actions positive is acting as if is one of my favorite steps in manifesting. All right. In order to create miracles, it's imperative to keep those thoughts positive and those vibrations high. Being in a high vibration simply means feeling good. We've talked about this. All right. One of my favorite ways to do this is fantasizing, visualizing, all of those things. And you want to do it as if it's already there, right? Like it's already manifested. So what would you do? How would you act differently if everything you wanted was already here? If you want to make, you know, $10,000 a month, what would you do if you were already making it? Now, I know that seems strange because you're thinking, well, I would probably do a lot more than what I'm doing, but I don't have the money right now to do that. But you have to take small steps, okay? But in the meantime, I want you to be thinking big, all right? So treat yourself to that, you know, that small thing that you want. Go get that pedicure. Go have lunch with your girlfriend. Go buy that pair of shoes that you want. Think about what it is that you want and dream big. Now, doing the small things doesn't create miracles alone. But while you're doing them, you dream big. Because see, when you start doing those small things, it raises your vibration. It makes you feel good. You're happy while you're doing it. And that's what starts to create the momentum that you need to create miracles. If you want to buy a house, go on over to your favorite neighborhood or a new development and look at houses. Go inside, feel it, feel what it feels like to live there. Feel what it would, think about what it would be like for that to be your home. Go test drive that new car you've been dreaming about. I actually just did this yesterday. It wasn't for me, but I actually did it for a very good friend of mine. And she, you know, wants an Audi. And so we went to the Audi dealership. She test drove it. You know, I took pictures of her in the car and, you know, with the car. And, you know, I told her, go home and really feel it. Remember that feeling of how it felt when you were driving that car and, you know, dream about it. Like, really be into it and really feel how it feels. See it parked in your garage at your new house, quote unquote. You know, if you want to be an entrepreneur, start networking, start writing out a business plan. You know, if you want to plan a vacation or if you want to go on a vacation, I have this obsession with Paris. I want to go to Paris. So I created a vision board on Pinterest and I go every so often onto that page and I just really dream like, oh my God, this is going to be so amazing when I go here. And I really get into the feeling of how amazing it's going to feel to see the Eiffel Tower in person, you know? And so, you know, look at the cost of flights. Look at the cost of hotels. Imagine and plan what you'll do when you get there. Where are you going to eat? What restaurants are you going to go to? What are you going to do? You know, and even create that vision board. Get a chance to really feel what it would feel like. Okay. It's really huge. And this is a really big part. If you want to, you know, start a business, like I said, you can do your business plan and your networking. Hire a coach. Get somebody to help you. Maybe a virtual assistant or a marketing expert, or at least start checking into them. Check, like, start looking at people that you want to work with, looking at rates of how much it's going to cost. You know, one of my things is I would love to have a chef and a cleaner in my house. So I look at the prices. I check out what would it cost for me to have somebody come in. Then I know how much money I need to manifest. Does that make sense? So yeah, just really, really think about, feel into all of it. Really know what you want and really go after it. Act as if you already have it. and you'll start to see things manifest. And you can do acting as if in a lot of different ways. Like I said, you can do it physically. You can visualize. Now, see, this is where those rituals that we talked about last week come in, when you start to really think about ways that you can make it happen. Vision boards, visualization, you know, going out, like I said, and physically test driving the car or looking at the house or whatever. All of those things play a big part in the believing process, because the more you see it, the more you believe it. So if you see it in front of you, you know, I'm sure that when my friend was driving that car yesterday, it brought her closer to having it. You know, it was almost like, wow, this is really possible. I'm driving this car right now, and it kept her, I'm sure it's going to keep her in a space where she remembers that feeling, and that feeling is what's going to get her there. That's what's so important. So thoughts, words, actions, feelings. And feelings are so important, so effing important. When I tell you, feelings are like one of the most important things. When you really feel into it, because you can make a vision board and you can walk past it every day, but if there's no emotion attached to it, you can visualize all day. If there's no emotion attached to it, you can think positive thoughts, but if there aren't any emotions attached to it, does that make sense? Like, you can act all day long. You can do 50,000 things to, you know, start your business or to manifest what you want. But if there's no feeling involved, that's where we struggle. So it's so important to flip the switch and act as if in all of those things, just to make sure that you're staying in the vibration that you need to be in to create whatever it is that you want. All right. So that's really all for today. I wanted to share all of that with you. I really, really hope that it's been helpful for you. I really hope that you start to see things happening, but it all starts with that belief. Belief is so important. And like I said, it's one of the places where we get hung up the most. Don't let belief hang you up. If you have limiting beliefs, get rid of them. And the easiest way to do that is just to replace them with real belief, with new beliefs. So like, let's say one of your beliefs is, I'm not worthy. Write a new mantra. I am worthy. And then think about why you're worthy. Think about, it's your birthright. You are a child of God, so you are worthy. And you start believing that. And the more you believe that, you'll start to see things. So flipping the switch is really important. When you realize there's a limiting belief, replace it with one that is. One of my biggest ones was, there's never enough money. Or there's only just enough money. If I needed to pay my light bill tomorrow, I could manifest it just like that. But when it comes to having more than enough, that's not something that's been my reality in the past. So it's very difficult sometimes for us to get there when we're not used to it. But when I started to really think about how I wanted to have more than enough money, I wrote a mantra. I always have more than enough money for everything that I want and need. And a lot of times I'd say, oh, I have more than enough for everything I need. And I have. I've always had what I needed, but I didn't always have what I desired. And so it was so important for me to change that belief and really switch it into, I have more than enough for everything I want and need. Okay. And so again, it's so important to just remember flipping the switch, changing those beliefs, you will start to see results. If you have questions about this and you need some guidance, you need someone to help you out, feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to talk to you. I love to hear from you guys. I love to get messages saying how much the podcast has helped you. I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate you guys reaching out. And I want you to know that I'm available if you have questions, if you want to know something that you don't understand, or if we need to go over something. I've really been thinking about some other ways to do this. Maybe like a call where we can have a question and answer session or something like that. So I'm curious what you guys think about that. If that's something that you'd be interested in, you know, reach out and let me know. I'd love to do it. And then we can kind of have like coaching sessions on the phone and in a group setting, and you guys can ask your questions and I'll be happy to answer them for you. So in the meantime, this is Tiffany, the Miracles Coach. This is your Monday Morning Miracles message. And you can find me at themiraclescoach.com, also on Facebook at The Miracles Coach. You can also find me in my groups, The Miracles Lounge, Miracle Entrepreneurs, and I also have a 1,000 Gratitudes group that I've started that we do gratitude, a gratitude challenge, so you can find me in any of those places. And until next time, I will talk to you soon. Bye.